Shane Anderson, the Queen of Not News, joins me. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Nick. I'm really excited. This is a big week of Not News.
It's been a ridiculous week.
I had to cull stories from Not News.
Cull.
Yeah.
Absolutely cull.
Yeah.
This doesn't shock me, but anyway, go on, please.
Look, first up, we have a retired tennis player and former human being, Margaret Court, who I haven't seen her photos of her for a while, but she started looking like she's just one misinterpreted Bible verse away from joining the Westboro Baptist Church. She's not a happy woman.
She's not a happy woman.
And she's been in the news this week, continuing to be unhappy, particularly about the fact that there is a small but growing acceptance of the LGBT community in professional sports.
How dare they?
She's got the battle mentality going. She's launching a one-woman attack to basically bring back the good old days. You know, the good old days where everyone was straight and the church was law and your family was wiped out by the bubonic plague. It's so confusing. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either. And she's doubling down. I saw just yesterday, she's like, well, tennis is full of lesbians.
Yeah, I read through the interview she did. It was her original comments were, of course, about Qantas. Boycotting Qantas. This happened last week and I left it out of Not News because I thought we can do without that hate.
Please.
So early in the morning. But it's just snowballed from there. And she's been making all these comments on the radio, which makes me feel sick reading it, so I'm not going to read it back out. You can have a look if you want. But this is an ongoing problem with Not News, where this, like, a small person's small view gets thrown way out of proportion because the media just latches on to, like, oh, someone's saying something different. It's a headline.
Yeah, very true.
And we get this horrible news that we have to read about one person's opinion in a sport that I personally love.
Well, I'm glad you love it because I find all tennis unwatchable. I have no idea what's going on with it. But I do love the fact that there's this groundswell movement to have Margaret Court Arena renamed to something more LGBTI friendly, such as Tina Arena Arena.
That's fantastic. I'm a big fan of tennis and I'm 100% down for that. So second in Not News is it's suddenly become headline news that McDonald's have a new burger.
What?
Wow. Everyone, hold on to the edge of your seats. Everyone will gasp collectively as a nation as we lift the curtain on a chicken Big Mac.
That's it.
It's a Big Mac made from chicken rather than whatever awful byproduct it was made from before. And it's being treated like it's huge news. I've seen it everywhere this week.
Oh my God, what is wrong?
Does anyone actually care? I mean, people can write in if they care, if this news really affected them.
At 2SER, let us know if the chicken Big Mac, what are they calling it?
The chicken Big Mac.
Oh, God. Okay, let us know if the chicken Big Mac was big news for your week, please. Please.
McDonald's are acting like this is like one of the biggest momentous occasions in human history, like right next to fire, the wheel, a pimply 15-year-old deep frying a chicken patty on your burger instead of beef. Amazing.
Yeah, great.
And finally, for Not News, I'm so excited about this one. It is Trump. We're back to Trump.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
It's been too long. Good old Trump, who appears to have forgotten how to arrange letters to spell a word in order to convey its meaning. So he put out a tweet that said, despite the constant negative press, Kavofi
is how I've been pronouncing Kavofi. It, but it's not clearly, but yeah, sure.
I've been pronouncing it like someone in Boston would say coffee.
All right, coffee.
Coffee. Any minute now, I think we're going to get a statement from the White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer announcing that coffee has always been a word and anyone who denies it is a traitor to the nation.
I don't want to alarm you, but less than half an hour ago, Sean Spicer took to a White House press briefing and said, quite literally, the president and a small group of people know exactly what he meant.
Yes. Vindicated. This is the world we live in.
This was amazing, though, because I had a one-hour nap yesterday so I could get ready for State of Origin. And when I woke up to a world that had Kavefi in it that had never existed before. And that's all it was. Twitter was nothing but Kavefi.
Yep.
Sure, however we're pronouncing it. Yeah.
I think you'll find that very quietly, the people who run Merriam-Webster have disappeared and are being held in a black site until they change the dictionary.
Their tweet yesterday was actually quite amazing.
Oh, I didn't see
it. They actually did a wakes up, checks Twitter, thinks about meaning, goes back to bed.
Good. I think that's what we all should be doing.
What should we be paying attention to?
Look, we're not going to stray far from the Trump family tree,
please,
as it were. There's some news that came out yesterday, which is extremely concerning, that two activists in China have gone missing and one has been detained by police after they were caught out working undercover in a factory that makes Ivanka Trump brand shoes. Now, we don't know too much about what's going on because this is quite secretive business in
Clearly.
The first place. We don't know if those two activists are in hiding or if they've been caught by the police and it's just not known yet. But basically, these activists were from a human rights group called China Labor Watch, and they're investigating the conditions that the factory workers live in the factory that makes Ivanka Trump brand shoes, the brand that her father, who's making her lots of money, I mean, her profits have gone up like 500% this year. And her father, who based his campaign on bringing jobs back to America, yet the same family is profiting off conditions that we don't even know about that people are working in to make cheap shoes.
And I didn't even hear about this.
This is something that I think could be really big news once we find out more about what's going on. Definitely something to keep an eye on. And it's shocking stuff. And I think the secrecy around this is really concerning and something that people should be talking about.
Definitely more than a chicken Big Mac, the ongoing homophobia of the elderly and whether Donald Trump falls asleep while typing a tweet or not.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Shane Anderson.
Thank you, Nick.